to build a movement. Our next speaker is Pam Wortley. She chaired the first session, so she's representing Newcastle Stop the War.
So my job is just to tell you about the Stop the War Coalition, because not everyone understands what it's about. It was founded in September 2001, following 9/11, George W. Bush announced his war on terror. Dedicated to preventing and ending all wars, we oppose the British establishment squandering public resources on its disastrous addiction to war. When our NHS is failing, our schools crumbling, a third of children living in poverty, and people choosing between eating and heating, there's always money for wars. We were right when we led millions in opposition to the illegal wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria and Libya, all failed catastrophes. Millions of lives lost, countries wrecked, billions wasted, millions displaced. We were right when we said that attacking Iraq would cause ongoing wars in the Middle East, fuel the very terrorism they were meant to end, and lead to mass movements of people that Western states call an illegal immigration threat. Stop the War Coalition opposes racism and Islamophobia and defends civil liberties. We have always supported Palestinian rights, noting the difference between the war crimes of Israel, a powerful settler state, and the resistance of a colonized people with no state of their own. Under international law, all people faced with illegal occupation have a right to self-defense, including through armed resistance. And no, criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitic. This is not a war. As we watch the massive prolonged Israeli attacks on a civilian population and its vital infrastructure, let's stop the both sides narrative of this genocide. The two sides are colonizer and colonized, occupier and occupied, oppressor and oppressed, persecutor and persecuted, ethnic cleanser and ethnically cleansed. The right of self-defense applies only to the oppressed, not the oppressor, to the colonized, not the colonizer. Together with Palestine Solidarity Campaign, Stop the War Coalition continues to organise huge rallies in London and across the UK in support of Palestine. We have faced down media hostility and repressive political policing and have seen off the right-wing Home Secretary Suella Braverman. Not since the illegal US-led invasion of Iraq have so many millions around the world taken to the streets. Despite bizarre attempts to demonise these huge marches for peace as hate marches, they are peaceful. We are obviously having a significant effect, as now we are called an extremist mob, but we won't back down. We oppose the ramping up of racism, in particular Islamophobia, used to demonise the Palestinian solidarity movement. The freedom of protest and expression must be protected against attacks from the government, the media and the British state. The Stop the War Coalition is needed now more than ever when Parliament is refusing to reflect the demand of the overwhelming majority who are angered and sickened that politicians have refused to back a ceasefire as Israel kills and maims thousands. We have campaigned against all interventions in the Middle East, including opposing the devastating Saudi-led war on Yemen and our arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And now we oppose the US-UK bombing of Yemen. The Houthis launched the attacks on ships destined for Israel in solidarity with the people of Gaza. The International Court of Justice finds a plausible case for genocide in Gaza, so Yemen, like every other state, has an obligation to take measures to prevent it. This judgment is a vindication of everyone who has marched for Gaza. As we watch Israel implementing collective punishment, targeting civilians, bombing hospitals, schools, churches, mosques, bombing refugee camps and designated safe zones, deliberately cutting electricity, food, water supplies, using famine as a weapon of war. We know this is genocide. The ICJ ruling exposes the sickening complicity and hypocrisy of politicians, journalists and commentators who have encouraged and sustained this genocide. The day after the ruling, the UK and others cut funding to UNRWA, aid for Palestinians. Ending vital aid to people facing a humanitarian crisis is inhumane, cruel and shameful. Our government is complicit. refusing even to support a ceasefire at the United Nations. We continue to license arms sales to Israel, including parts for the F-35 fighter jets, currently unleashing hell on Gaza. Every missile we fire on Yemen costs £1 million. No wonder there's no money for the Green Deal to help save the planet. As we watch the pain of this unbearable barbaric crisis, we must speak out. As Desmond Tutu said, if you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. Martin Luther King put it more bluntly, the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict. We need to be on the streets, in our thousands, in our millions, to stand against violence, against destruction, against genocide, until, as British barrister Philip Sands says, United Nations member states bring Israel's occupation to an immediate end. No aid, no assistance, no complicity, no contribution to forcible actions, no money, no sales, no trade. Sorry, no money, no arms, no trade. Standing for human rights, justice and international solidarity, the Stop the War Coalition is a major force in opposing Israel's impunity and challenging politicians. So keep joining the protest, get tickets for the coach to London next Saturday, and more importantly, join Stop the War Coalition. Solidarity.